Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so glad you're joining me today because today we're going to talk about how to be led by the Spirit and hear from God. I know that you're going to be blessed. You know, I'm always so blessed when you join me here in Studio C, and I always have Chrissy with me. We have a great
Kathy,
program every time.
We love it. Look, let's do a high five.
High five.
We're the glorious girls in glorious Studio C.
That's right, and we're so glad that you're joining us today, because today is such a special time. You know, every time we get together, we always have great guests, and God always helps us, and we learn so much from the Lord, and we get great comments from people that watch always, too.
I love it.
That always blesses us when you engage, and you let us know that you're watching and how it's changing your life.
Definitely, and it's all about living that glorious life in Jesus, and it is. It's so exciting when we can get together and share our faith with one another and spark each other. And I have something that's awesome I want to share. It's a glorious story. It says, I just love you guys and I praise God for you and your ministry. I'm coming up on 3 years clean and my relationship with God is the best thing I've ever had. I feel so alive for the first time. I'm going to keep praying and believing what a change God is making in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's right. I know they're learning about glorious living because really God, that's the life that God came to give to us.
That's very true.
And Jesus left heaven so that we can have a glorious life.
Amen.
He said it this way in John 10:10, and I often quote it.
Yes.
He says, I came that you might have life and enjoy it. He
Amen.
Says, have it to the full, abundant life. Different translations say it different way, but it just means that God really wants the best for you. And then that how it is with a parent.
It
you
sure
as a new
is.
Mama.
Oh, yes.
You know how it is. You want the best for your little Sophia.
You do. And just watching her grow and change and connect with me. And I believe that's the way our Heavenly Father is when He sees us. Mm-hmm. He's excited that we're growing in Him, changing for the better, and keeping that connection thriving. And that's what we do here at the ministry, day in and day out, giving you quality content that will help ignite your faith more than ever before.
Yeah, and that's what that testimony was all about. We love hearing how God is helping us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And that's all made possible by our wonderful covenant partners that help us to do what we do. If you're not a partner, you can go to our website. There's all kind of information that's already on the screen that you can be a part of what God's calling us to do. You know, we're one big team.
We really
People
are.
All over the world working together to help us to share the gospel on so many different available voices,
it's
different
wonderful.
Platforms.
Yes.
And we're reaching people, changing lives.
One soul at a time. That's the best motto to have.
That.
Really,
I
it is.
I love that. And today is a special day. We're so glad that you're joining us because we're excited to welcome back Caleb Buckinger back to Studio C. Caleb is our production coordinator at the ministry and works with our television department in order to continually reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And he's here today to share how yielding to the Holy Spirit enables God to get the job done. I love that. Welcome, Caleb.
Thank you.
Hey, Caleb. Good to see you.
Yeah. I just wanted to share a story that happened in college.
Okay.
It's a testimony. You know, I had worked with a ministry there for years, and then the Lord transitioned me out of that into focusing on TV film.
Oh, yeah.
You know, focusing on doing that. And so I kind of felt a little discouraged because you know how, like, when you work hard on something and you don't really see the results you expect? Mm-hmm. And so I went to the Lord and was like, Lord, I want to see you fall on this place, but now I'm going out of this area. Like, I feel like you're leading me over here, even though, like, you know, most of the time you think, you know, you're just going to dive more into ministry stuff or whatever. And so the Lord...
So what were you doing when you were there? I think you were a youth pastor, weren't you? Or you helped in the youth ministry?
Well, when I was there, well, this was with a college ministry there.
Okay.
And so I was kind of like the guy, I was the only guy who was willing to set up the meeting every week.
That's so important.
Faithful,
yeah.
Caleb.
And so like I would get there at 5 o'clock every Thursday and they would have everything in a lecture hall closet. And you would have to like pull everything out and set it up. We're talking speakers, soundboard, cords, because it all had to go back in the closet at the end of the day.
Yeah, afterwards, right?
Yeah. And once in a while, I'd get a person or two to help, but it's college. You know.
I understand. Yeah. I've been there.
You know, and so I would set it up every week. And a lot of times while I was setting up, I would have like the conventions on.
Yeah.
And I'd have Jesse on the screen or something.
Oh, good.
And like listen to it while I'm like setting up. And I did that for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And
then you had a shift.
Then I had a shift. Yeah. And with that, you know, I was a lot different. I was a different type of Christian than everybody else. I'll put it that way. Spirit filled. You know, it was stuff. It was a multi-denominational group.
Okay.
And so, and we respected that, you know, there were certain things to respect that and stuff, but it was always tough because, like, you know, there's certain things you want to do and nobody's kind of in agreement.
Yeah.
And like,
you can't say, oh, let's pray in the Holy Ghost right now.
Oh, no.
But yeah, everybody people, goes, huh, what's this?
But what does that mean?
What does that mean?
But actually, this leads to like how good the hearts were there.
It really is
because,
awesome.
So then after, you know, so I was like, man, Lord, you know, I feel like I did nothing, you know, and like I just got there, maybe even kind of ruffled feathers, but did nothing. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was like, I promise you, you're going to see the Holy Spirit fall on this campus 3 times before you leave.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa.
That's really great.
And so I'm like, okay, you know, like, what does that even mean? You know, and so then, so you fast forward like almost a full like year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that there was a bunch of Bible study leaders in that same ministry that were seeking God hard. Mm-hmm. And one of them was seeking God so hard that he took what was his bedroom and pulled out of the bedroom, roomed with his roommate in the other room, and made that a prayer room. Mm-hmm. So that people in the ministry, like students that were going to the ministry, could come and seek God in that room.
Wow.
During, you know, times.
Right. That's wonderful.
And so slowly that started getting these certain people linked up together mm-hmm. in seeking God. And he had been filled with the Spirit in the past, but he let it go dormant. Mm. And his parents were saved during the Jesus movement back in the day. Mm-hmm. And so so he was starting to like renew, but they just had a heart searching for God. Mm-hmm. And then there was a convention that the ministry did where one of them got filled with the Spirit while in the prayer room there. Mm. And this is, you know, in a ministry that doesn't, you know,
really
promote it.
Yeah, promote that.
And,
that's right.
And it just happened.
Yeah, that's a supernatural work of God right there.
And then he comes back fired up. Mm-hmm. And so by the time the week was over, there was 5 people that were linked together from all different, like, areas. Like, these 5 people, I called Derek, who's one of them, last night to kind of get some of the facts right.
Right.
Because to me, you know, as you'll see, it just happened. But they said it was a process mm-hmm. where God was working on each of them because they were seeking in their heart. And they all had individual experiences of the Holy Spirit falling, and then the Holy Spirit hooked them all up together. Mm-hmm. And they're so different personality-wise, mm-hmm. walk-wise. Like he said, there's no way in the natural they would be friends.
Yeah.
And so these five people, it was 3 guys, 2 girls. Mm-hmm. And so they start having these prayer meetings all the time in the break between the first semester and the second semester. And it was very noticeable by everybody that they're having prayer meetings, they're fasting all the time. And it's funny in places like that because everybody goes, what's going on?
Yeah.
This ain't normal, you know? And so I didn't think anything of it. And all of a sudden one day I'm at one of the meetings mm-hmm. and Derek comes up to me and he like whispers in my ear, hey, we all got filled with the Spirit. And I'm like, what?
And the Lord told you that those acts were going to happen.
Yeah.
He spoke that to you. And so your friend confirmed it when he whispered. Then he knew to come directly to you, which was awesome.
Yeah, because everybody knew what I believed in. And so he comes up and I'm like, whoa. And he's like, keep it down. Because everybody's like around.
Totally.
You know? And so he's like, well, so he says to me in the most like innocent thing I've ever heard, he goes, well, what do we do? Mm. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. You know, I came with a couple of friends. I'm like, you know, I'll let them know I'm going to stay after, you know, don't worry about it. We can talk. Mm-hmm. So after everybody cleared, it was about 9 o'clock at night. The 5 of them sat down on the floor in the living room and I start talking to them. And I'm like, I'm like, let's pray. Mm-hmm. And I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I just felt like the Spirit telling me they need to start praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And so I start praying out loud like normal. Like I'm just going, you know, Kurebe Kishantanani. And all of a sudden I realize I'm the only one praying.
Oh.
And I open my eyes and I look at them and they all are sitting on the floor going. And I'm like, what? They go, we've never heard anybody pray in tongues that loud.
Oh, so
they had always been whispering it.
Okay.
Always been hiding it.
So when you said pray in the Holy Ghost, they knew you meant speak in other tongues.
Yes.
With like in Acts chapter 2.
Right. Yeah, they knew what I was referring to, but they had never spoken like in a normal tone.
That's amazing, because when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, the whole room, I was in a church service.
Didn't you say you were like, who's screaming?
Who's that woman screaming in the room? It was me. I mean, it was such, I think God knew that I had a supernatural assignment to win my husband, who was a big heathen at the time.
That was it.
And I was being equipped anyway.
Yeah.
Getting filled up.
Well, yeah. And I it kind of let me know kind of where they're coming from.
That's like, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, so I was like, oh.
They liked it though. Yeah. You could tell.
Yeah. Like, well, they just had such a heart to seek.
Yeah.
And it was like, that's they beautiful. Were just looking for somebody.
You know, Krayla, while you were talking, I just realized that what you had was contagious faith. They recognized the power of God in your life,
yes.
and they wanted more of that. And it was jumping on them, basically. But what we have should be contagious. Mm-hmm. It should be infectious, if you want to think of it in that way. Mm-hmm. It should affect the people that are around us. They should know there's something different about us and desire it in a good thing, in a good
yeah.
way.
Yeah, definitely. And so then I started sharing with them. And to be honest, I can't tell you everything I said because it was 5 hours.
Wow. We don't have that much time.
I know. Nonstop. Yeah, I know. It was nonstop. And it was like how they say, you know, like the spirit starts saying stuff through you.
Yeah.
But it's also pulling from what you put in you.
Right.
And so, like, that was such a cool experience to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And then he told me, I forgot this. He said, my theme on the whole thing was, he says, you took us through the Bible. You showed us the spirit realm that we just uncovered. And he said to me yesterday, he said, the thing you kept saying was the law of love has to be there.
Yeah.
And
wow,
I said, yeah.
That's powerful.
I remember telling him, don't get distracted by the spectacular. Don't seek the signs or the stuff happening because cool things are going to happen.
Right.
I'm not even denying they're cool.
Yeah. So good.
But like you have to seek God. And I said, I'm going to seem boring
right.
to you.
Huh.
I said, because I'm going to say faith, hope, and love. And I remember I ended with that.
Yeah.
Faith, hope, and love. Just stay on that. Stay anchored. Because,
stay steady. Right.
Because he told me that I brought stability at that moment.
That's beautiful.
Like because they were, because then afterwards they were seeking all this stuff. And so like, kind of going back to what I was saying about, you know, the whole being led. And sometimes when you're led, it's not the way you think you're going to be led.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're sitting there still fasting, praying and doing all that. And the Lord's got me doing something totally else over here.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like checking in on them every so often.
Yeah.
And I felt weird. I thought, am I not spiritual? Like,
yeah.
because I'm not diving in with them.
Yeah. yeah.
And I just kept feeling the Lord's like, no. Because at that
you're
point.
You're on the track he wanted you to be on at that
right. Because at that point, it's like a self-promotion. Like I'm worried about how I look. Do I look spiritual or am I doing
I
what God's telling me to do? And that he's working on getting the job done that I prayed in the first place.
Yeah. And that's our theme for this year. Yeah. Give God a job. Basically, before you even knew the theme, years ago, you were
that's
doing
right.
that. I love the whole theme that we have for this year because, you know, which is give God a job because it's based on Genesis chapter mm-hmm. 18, verse 14, where God speaks to Abraham and says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Of
yes.
course, the answer to that is what? No,
yeah.
nothing's too hard. But you were doing that. I think it's beautiful because it's basically a prayer point. It gets us back on track to know that we need to come to God with everything,
mm-hmm.
pray about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you did. You prayed about it. You were seeking this because you knew this is what God wanted for these people,
yeah.
a deeper level of they were seeking him and that the Holy Spirit is our teacher.
Amen.
So he would come alongside to teach them and he used your voice to teach
right.
them that day. I think
and
that's
then,
so
it
beautiful.
Is so wonderful.
And then also I knew like that wasn't the end of where they needed to be. And
uh-huh.
I knew I couldn't be their pastor because I wasn't called to be.
Right.
And so I started praying about that because I started seeing them kind of chase some of the spectacular stuff. And the more I prayed about it, the Lord kept saying, they need a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
They need a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there was a church there in town that I had gone to earlier that was a really good, solid, spirit-filled word church. And the Lord just kept telling me, you need to get them there. You need to get them there. And so I then contacted the pastors there and I said, hey, I got a group of five college students. Would it be okay if I came on a Wednesday night and brought them over? And they responded with, they were just so excited because I didn't know the Lord was preparing them for 2 years,
mm.
where the Lord told them to go to campus and start driving around praying
mm-hmm.
over the campus. And I think the Lord gave the pastor's wife a dream that young people are going to come to the church
mm.
and it's going to basically reignite everything or like
Amen.
bring like this whole new era
yeah.
to the church. And so she didn't tell me everything like that at first, but she was real excited, told me about the prayer and stuff like that. So then I tell them and I bring them on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Like the five of them, they still go to the church today. They're part of leadership.
Isn't that wonderful?
They got families and stuff, and it's and the church is vibrant. Uh-huh. It's growing, and I remember when I told my pastors about what happened, they were in total agreement too. You know, the Lord even put that together because they're like, the pastors at my church said, you're like a good Samaritan in this situation, mm-hmm. where it's like you found somebody in need, you dropped them off, and you said, take good care of them, and then let God handle that and not like worry about that. Because it happens. Like you kind of worry like, okay, how are they going to grow? Is it going to, you know, even though you're like dropping off good people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but they've done awesome.
That's amazing.
So like it's one of those things where like God can do things that are like outside of your realm or outside of your control, really.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. While you were saying, I was just thinking about what I heard someone say recently was the worst sermon ever that's recorded in the Bible. It's when Peter was sent to the house of Cornelius, and he starts off with the sermon, you know, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to come to people like you. Basically cuts them down in their face, but God uses him to speak a message, and he says how, you know, that's the chapter where, I think it's in verse 38, where he says how God anointed Jesus. You all know this, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The Bible talks about how while he was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell on those people there. And it wasn't just Cornelius. Cornelius had gathered all his family.
Everybody.
He had gathered all his friends. They were all in there. He says, we're sitting here waiting to hear words from you. Peter didn't have a clue what he was going to say. He didn't realize where, because he had just, a couple of days before, whatever, he had seen that vision of the sheet coming down and how what God spoke to him three different times. He saw the vision and said, what I call clean, don't you call unclean. Mm-hmm. And he brought him to the Gentile's house, which was considered unclean to a Jew. This ushered in a whole new move of God. But Peter had to be obedient. You were obedient to pray and speak into that, even though you were kind of felt like you were in the flesh because you're thinking about how you look.
Yeah.
Peter was probably thinking about, what am I even doing here?
Yeah,
but God
so
still, when you submit yourself to God, he can use you in different miraculous ways that will impact lives for eternity. And you see a change. You saw a change that night. And then now you're able to report that it's lasted. Don't you love it when you see it, they've stayed with it?
Yeah, and what's so cool is like even one time when I went back, the Lord, because I didn't even plan this, I got to see them get put into leadership.
Oh, goodness.
So like when I went back and visited my family and went to the church, I got to see them formally presented as leadership of the church.
God.
I bet that pastor appreciate you.
Oh,
Every guy, a whole new leadership team, Caleb.
Every pastor loves it when they have people that will send people to their church that are good, people that are faithful, that are diligent, that are pure before God, that just want to serve God. And that's what every church needs. And this, you, God facilitated or helped you, used you to do that in that local church.
Yeah, and to me, what's so awesome is like how many people in that situation gave God a job.
Yeah.
And how he used us all. Nobody really talked to each other. It just kind of all came together.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that to me is what showed that it was really God's hand on everything is like, is just people like obeying and leading.
It.
And like, there was times where I thought, man, am I doing this right? Because like on the outside, it didn't look very spiritual, you know, but sometimes, you know, but like you said, again, it's like we can take things like that and make it almost, we can almost go fleshly on it because we're worried about how it appears.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're worried about, does this look like I'm doing this? When sometimes we're more spiritual than we think in moments just because we don't feel anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know, that's kind of what I just recently taught on in the church about entering into the rest.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We have, there's a place of rest where we don't have to struggle about how we look or how we feel or what we're thinking about and trust the Holy Spirit to move through us. And I see that's what God does through your life. You know, recently, you've spoken on a Wednesday night at the church. I feel that the Lord has placed so much in you, and then you share. And so people who are watching that want to hear Caleb, I mean,
Wednesday night playlist, you can
go back on the Wednesday night playlist and listen to that. I know there are people in your hometown. There is it in Minnesota?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Big cheese town.
Big cheese. Wisconsin. And they hear you there, of course. But I appreciate what God's been doing in your life, Caleb. You know, it's been a long journey.
Yeah.
I mean, you started out with him, and you've been on the program before, talked about how your mom and them you know, your history with your family. Mm-hmm. And so this is, I think, your third time. Is it the third time?
It's probably,
third time on the program.
So.
But I know that our people, our viewers are getting to know you a little bit more. I just wanted you to know how much I appreciate what God's doing in your life, your commitment to serve Him. And I know on a spiritual level, but also what you do, you're anointed to get the job done in the television department.
Oh, yes.
He does those beautiful videos
that
you
see.
The vision
spots. Oh, my goodness.
The vision spots, and they're so powerful. And that's your first calling, I think. Mm-hmm. But all these other things, all the things you've learned growing up, the things you learned in college, the interaction with people, gives you a perspective on how to present the best message on video, mm-hmm. that will impact a life, that will change a person, that will attract them to want to hear the gospel.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and like even when like God directed me to focus more on the studies and on the craft. And I remember one of the most profound things I ever heard came from an unsaved professor, and he wrote on the board, action is character.
That's good.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, and it just kind of sunk on me. Action is character. Because he was talking about how to write characters and how to write. And he talked about how you write a deceitful character by having them say one thing and do another. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like, wait,
that is it.
What? And like, I'm getting
that
preached to.
That hits really hard. Yeah. Yeah, when you think about that.
Which then goes to the other thing is like to be an honest character or, mm-hmm. you know, to write an honest character, you have them do what they say.
They do what
you
they
have
say.
Them, yeah. You know, and like God was really speaking to me through that. And then even things like how people get moved by emotion, mm-hmm. you know, and about how like that's what we have to break through a lot of times is to not be moved by emotion and stuff like that. Because he talked about like the goal in like movies is to like have a reaction or have you like identify with something,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of times what impacts us or what doesn't impact us in just media in general is that emotion part. Mm-hmm. You know, because if it doesn't move me, then I'm moving on.
Yeah, just swipe up.
Yeah.
You know, Caleb, we work closely together in the TV department, but I'm so happy that I got to sit and chat with you a little bit more about this particular testimony and other things. Like Miss Kathy was saying, I listen to your preachings and teachings on Wednesday nights, and I get stirred up. And this just connects so beautifully, like we said before, mm-hmm. with Give God a Job, the theme of this year. And then Boss wrote a book on it.
Yeah,
and
he says the book I would never plan to write.
I know, he says that all the time because it was so anointed. It was downloaded.
It was intended to be intended to be partner letters.
Yes.
But it really was a book. It's a message, and it's impacting lives all over the world.
It is. And there's a particular chapter. It's chapter 5, and it's Transform Your Energy with Fire. Stay on track and keep moving in the Spirit. Mm. And it's so beautifully written, and just how this testimony links up with how you allowed to transform your energy with fire. You allowed God to do that in your life, and it sparked your friends. And now look at them at the church serving in leadership. And just because you decided to walk in obedience and stay clear and connected to God, that to me is so awesome. And I know you're inspiring other people out there who maybe they're thinking, I thought I heard from God. Is this Him? Is this, I don't know if I'm, like you said, I don't know if I'm really in the right place or not. What would you say to those who are watching to encourage them to transform their energy with the fire of the Holy Spirit?
I think the big thing is like identifying where the questions come from. You know, like, is it coming from me? Is it coming from like the sense of self, mm-hmm. how I look, how I feel, or is it coming from the Spirit? Mm-hmm. You know, is it coming from like, you know, because sometimes God will show us things by saying, well, you know, well, are you doing this the way you should? Are you doing this the way you should? At least for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and it's just doing, the best thing I would have to say is it's doing what God told you to do, no more, no less. Because like you see that a lot of time in the Old Testament where God would tell somebody to do something and they'd go way past it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then they would pay the price for that. In the Old Testament, you know, like people
or do
would,
less
or
they
do
did
less.
That too.
Oh yeah, or probably more less than more.
Yeah, but I get your point. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Do exactly what he said. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, like I know I find myself sometimes trying to interpret God for him. Mm-hmm. You know, well maybe he meant this, or maybe he meant this instead of seeking him for more clarification if I need it, mm-hmm. or even just trusting and taking the first step. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that whole verse that says. Walk in the light as he is in the light. And if you look at it, it's walk in the light that you know. Mm-hmm. And there's that principle that when you take the steps in the light, then more light will be given.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And so you just, and that's why it's a walk and a race. You know, like it's even in a race, it's one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's moving. And like, you know, the great thing about it too is I got to see the other two moments where the Spirit fell on the same ministry. And in those situations, I didn't have to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to watch it from the sideline. Yeah. And every time it fell, it got easier and easier for the people that were involved. Mm-hmm. To where the last time there wasn't, because it sent a huge shockwave the first time.
Yeah.
And I guided them on how to stay in love with everybody in that. And it ended great. You know, like everybody kind of went where the Lord led them. The second time, you know, each time, like the Lord was like almost breaking something that was there on campus. Mm-hmm. And so there was much more unity in the place, much more like, because people were seeking, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's the thing, is you have to be honest with yourself and have the courage to look at where you really are. And I think that's something the Lord's always like shown me, is that I have to have the courage to look at myself and not get down on myself for it, mm-hmm. and to let Him change it.
Beautiful, yeah.
And like, you know, cause like growing up in it, sometimes you can get a little legalistic on yourself or a little like performance driven. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be like this, I have to do this.
Yeah. I'm like that. Whenever I preach, I'm so wanting to self-edit and be critical of it. I'm thinking, sometimes when I'm finished preaching, I'll say, what did I even say? I'm not sure. I want to say, tell the social media team, pull that. Don't play that again.
No,
but then
never.
I go and listen to it, and I said, you know, it wasn't all that bad. Because we're hard on ourselves in that way. But we have to trust the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, and not get so caught up in every little word that we say.
Exactly.
And because it's more like a pride thing, I guess. You just worried about how you look, but we can trust God to do get the job done. God a job.
Definitely. And I think that's the key, is like, that's at rest.
Yeah.
It's entering into a rest, knowing that I don't have to control everybody around me.
It's freedom there.
There you go.
Yeah. And even like, I don't have to fix every part of me that I see wrong in my own strength. Mm-hmm. Actually, I shouldn't do any of it in my own strength. You know, I should use the fire of God, like it says in, you know, the book, use the fire of God to amplify, you know, what you're trying to do, and let the Holy Spirit guide you into it, and let Him purify you.
Beautiful.
And then, like I was talking about on Wednesday, God will start pulling stuff off of you you didn't know was there, where you didn't have to, like, suddenly it's just gone.
Yeah, I was telling you this the other day. Usually you're in the Wednesday nights when I can't be there because I'm traveling with Jesse or something else is going on. Usually it's just traveling out of town, but I've listened to it, and I told him I could feel the passion, I could feel the joy when I'm listening, even though I'm not watching. And so it communicates, and that's the presence of God. Yes. It'll communicate through different devices. So it's important that when we get blessed by something, that we share it with someone else. We let them know what God's doing in our lives. And it just keeps moving. It's a snowball effect. God intends it to happen this way. He wants us to connect with others so that we can all grow, and we can all see God's presence and how He uses people that are not perfect. He uses imperfect vessels, and it all gives glory and honor to Him.
Ooh, that's a glorious life right there.
I think it's
amazing to know that we can have a response. We have a responsibility to share, like you said, what the Lord has given us. And I believe that there's no mistake that you're watching today, that you're going to be reignited to use those gifts that God has given you to your community, your church, your college. Maybe you're a college student. We need Jesus on the college campuses.
Yes, that's so true. And thank you, Kayla, for sharing that, because I believe it's encouraging those that maybe be in college, or maybe their parents or children in college, and maybe they can share this with them so they can listen to it. Stir them up to just be bold and do what God's telling us to do. That God gives us, and I love the way He told you that there would be an outpouring on the campus, because you were praying for the students, apparently. And God will reveal certain things to us, and He'll lead us on how much of that is to be shared. Most of it's to be prayed about. Mm-hmm. But thank you for sharing all of that. I know it's been an encouragement to people that are watching, and I know it's blessed me.
It sure blessed me too, Caleb. You did great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thanks for being here. I know that you're going to be coming back again and sharing, because there's so much that God has placed in you. And if you haven't watched Caleb or listened to his on Wednesday nights, you can do that. We'll put the link on that. I know it'll be a blessing to you. And just know that this is a team here. We have people that work in different parts of the ministry, but we all have a personal relationship with Jesus. Yes. And it shows when we get together, God helps us all to do what we're called to do, which is to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for watching today. I pray that you've been blessed and been encouraged and that you've learned something today. It's going to help you in your walk with Jesus. And I hope to see you next week right here in Studio C on Glorious Living. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.